Good afternoon. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the closing grain comments for today, Friday, February 17th, 2017. We are heading into a long holiday President's weekend. We'll be back Tuesday. How did we finish the week? Well, all in all, considering it wasn't too terrible, March corn settled down 5 1/4 cents at 368 a quarter. New crop these corn settled down 4 3/4 cents at 394 1/4. For the week, March corn was just down 6 1/4 cent, while December new crop corn was only down 5 cents. Moving over to the wheat, March wheat settled down 6 3/4 cent at 441. New crop July settled down 5 1/4 cents at 468 1/2. For the week, July wheat was down 8, and March was just down 6 1/4 cent. Moving on to the soybeans, March soybeans settled down 11 1/4 cent at 1032 1/2. New crop beans settled down 5 3/4 cent at 10 1/4. The beans had the biggest weekly move. We were down 26 1/2 cents for March, and only about 11 3/4 cent for the soybeans. I think the big story was the action we had on Thursday. We made new 7-month highs in wheat and corn, and then backed off. The biggest move back was obviously in wheat. Wheat dropped over 20 cents from making that new high on, it could be profit taking, it could be people that came late to the party getting long late. Nobody wants to go home with the losing position over the weekend, so you saw a lot of those guys get pushed out. We're also seeing positions roll from March into May. On the 28th, it's going to be the first notice day for March positions, so you're starting to see those positions rolled into May. One thing to note was the managed funds this week. They added to their length in both corn and soybeans, and they cut their short position in wheat to the lowest it's been in quite some time. They started out the year short about 100,000 wheat. They've cut it down to about 40,000. And the corn, you've got the managed funds now long close to 85,000 contracts of corn, which was after adding about 60,000 contracts this week. So they flipped this week in corn. And then soybeans, they've increased their long bet from 150 to they added about 26,000 contracts. They're sitting with a long position of about 170,000 contracts. So the managed funds have been the real significant input so far this year. It has not been weather. It has not been South American weather. It has not been supply and demand. And we'll see how things shake out when we get back here next week. We've got a long holiday weekend. Here's wishing all of you and yours a safe and great holiday weekend. We'll be back here Tuesday. If you need to touch base with us, you can give us a call at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.